So have you ever looked back and said, what was I thinking? What was I processing? What was I doing to come to that conclusion? Maybe you thought of that. One of the problems with putting all your sermons online is you can actually go back and go, what was I thinking? So last year at this time, just so we can all have a good laugh together, the name of my sermon was The Best Year Ever. Yeah, so we've established something this morning. I'm not a prophet. Don't ask me to predict anything. Can't do it, okay? That's not my gifts. That's the way it is. So I looked back at that and kind of laughed and went, wow. Okay, what a year to kind of say that and set up with that with. So as we look forward to a new year, I want to actually kind of challenge us to do something that I've never done before. Friends of mine have done it. I've seen people talk about it online. And we're going to learn about this together, and I'm going to encourage you to try to do this year, and we're going to see what will happen this year, because none of us know. We're just going to trust God in the midst of it. Isn't it glad to know our God does not change despite whatever we go through? That's really great. We have to worry about, well, I don't know, are we forgiven anymore? Is, you know, right? Is God just abandoned us? Has he just left us? We don't have to worry about any of that because God always remains the same. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. I mean, it just never changes. And we need that in an ever-changing world. Sometimes we think, if only I had known. Right, you go back a year ago, sitting here, if you were part of our church, you know, or, you know, I know you weren't watching online a year ago because we weren't even there a year ago. But if I had only known this would happen, I would have done what? So instead of just that attitude, I want to take us down a kind of a different path today, okay? What could offer me encouragement, direction, and purpose for the new year? That's my question. What could offer me encouragement, direction, and purpose? Not having any idea what's going to happen or what's going to take place or what our jobs will be like or what we're going to go through or what we're going to face. What could offer me for 2021 encouragement, direction, and purpose? And I think when you break it down and you cut through all the noise, it's really one thing. Scripture. Scripture. No matter what the year's like, no matter, you know, what we go through, no matter what we face, Scripture is the same. Why? Because the Word dwelt among us. And we understand that because Jesus came, and why we celebrate Christmas, now we have the written Word as well that we can follow and live our lives by. So what would it look like if we simply took some Scripture, and what I'm going to encourage you is one Scripture, and just put that before us for the new year and say, God, would you just take that and do something with it in my life and in me this year through it? But I think before I just jump into that, I need us to know why Scripture. So I want to focus on a couple of verses this morning. These are all from 2 Timothy, verses chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Every Scripture, you can underline every, is inspired by God, is God-breathed. God has his fingerprints all over every single Scripture. So you're not going to pick a Scripture this year if you pick, choose to do that and go, man, I had to pick the one in the whole Bible that God just, you know, wasn't in anything about. No, the entirety of Scripture, every Scripture is inspired. It is God-breathed. God has his fingerprints all over it. And it is useful. It's useful for what? For teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. It's the thing that Scripture is useful for, why we need it in our life. Why? So that the person dedicated to God, that's what we hope all to do this next year, be a person dedicated to God, may be capable and equipped for every good work. That's what we want to do. We want to be capable and equipped, no matter what happens, for everything possible that we can do. We want to be equipped. We want to be ready for that. And Scripture helps us to do that. It helps the person dedicated to God, which I hope we're all going to be this next year, be capable, be ready, be equipped for every good work. So let me take a moment and just break down those first few words, right? That Scripture is useful for. First one is teaching. It means I need to learn the truth. So it's profitable for that. It helps me to learn something new. And this year, we probably learned a lot of things new about ourselves. We learned some things that we've struggled with. And we went to Scripture and we're like, God, please help me. Give me some direction in the midst of how I feel and what I'm going through and what I'm facing. Give me some direction. And Scripture is great for teaching us the truth, for helping us learn something that is true. It's also profitable for reproof. You could also use the word rebuke. In other words, it's supposed to expose the sin in our lives. Okay? A lot of times we like to use Scripture to expose everybody else's sin. Hey, I found this verse. You really should read it because you got a problem. I mean, we love doing that. But Scripture is actually just supposed to do that for us. It's supposed to be a mirror that we look at and we say, oh, that's my problem. I'm struggling there. I have that issue. It's supposed to rebuke us. It's supposed to give us reproof. It's supposed to expose that which is wrong, which is not what God wants for us, which is not God's best for us in our life. It's just supposed to expose that. So this is why Scripture is really important. It's supposed to do that for us. It's supposed to expose the things that are wrong in our life. It's also supposed to correct us. It's not just be there to say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. That's a lot of people think the Bible just does. Oh, it just tells me everything I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, all the time I'm wrong. No, it's actually supposed to correct us. Get us back, restore us to a right state. Get us back on the right path, going in the right direction. Not just tell us we're wrong, but actually help us then, okay, this path was wrong, what I chose to do was wrong, I'm going to get on a new path, the correct path, and go in the right direction, because that'll lead me in the right place. So it not only exposes sin, but also takes me and gets me on the right path, going in the right direction. It's good for training in righteousness. That means learning how to think and live God's way. I got to be trained to do that. Why? Because most of us have parts of our lives we've just trained by everything else how to live. That's just the way we live. That's how we think about things. That's how we live out things. And God's got to train us to go in the right direction. Hey, you've been thinking wrong about this issue, so I'm going to correct you, I'm going to get you on the right path, and I'm going to train you in righteousness. I'm going to train you to think right. I'm going to train you to live right. I'm going to train you to get on that path and go in the direction that I've called you to go in. So, with all that said, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do this year. To choose a year verse. I've had lots of friends who've done this. I personally have never done this. Never personally done this. Some of you may have done this, I don't know, perhaps, maybe, but I'm going to encourage you to think about this year doing just that, choosing a verse for this year. Looking ahead, say, don't know what's going to happen, don't know what's going to take place, but I want a verse that's going to help give me those things we just talked about, that correction, that training, that going down the right path. And this year you would just choose that I'm going to choose a verse. I'm going to make it 2021's verse, and I'm going to get it out in front of me so I can read it often, and I'll see it about every day, and it's just going to help get me going in a right direction and thinking right about the new year, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to take place, but I know Scripture doesn't change and that God is working and that He wants me to walk down the right path. So what if I just took a verse, made it this year's verse, and go in that direction and walk down that and help me give direction to my life? So let me give you some ideas. And these are not ideas of verses, some ideas of what you should look for, perhaps, in a verse that you would choose to make it your 2021 verse. Okay, here's the first one. Area which you struggle. This is an area which you struggle. And if you struggle with anxiety, there's lots of Scripture about that. If you struggle just having the peace of God to know what you should do and what direction you should go in, there's lots of verses about that. So perhaps your verse, you want to pick an area that you struggle in, that's difficult for you, that's hard. Maybe it's hard for you to trust that God is in control and that God has a plan and that His plans and His ways are perfect. So you're going to choose a verse that's going to remind you of that so that over and over again, you are seeing that and it's getting into your heart. It's getting into your life. It's sinking into your mind. And so I'm going to deal with my struggle by getting a Scripture verse and putting it in there and just pounding it all year to help me to go in the right direction. So there's a suggestion. If you have an area in which you struggle, Perhaps there's a verse that would help you to go in the right direction this year that you could reference over and over again, and it would help you. So, area in which you struggle. The second one, an area in which you want to grow. An area in which you want to grow. Let's say for 2021, you decide, you know, I really need to pray more. I don't pray enough. Other than God, get me out of this mess, or help me out, or do this, or please. And you're like, what would it look like to have a prayer life? So you look through scriptures on prayer. And you pick a scripture on prayer because that's an area you want to grow in. And so you pick a scripture, you have it before you, so you're revisiting it over and over again, and it's reminding you about a truth about prayer, so that you'll go back to it over and over again, and you will be reminded to pray. And you'll be reminded to grow in that area. And what does it look like to be a praying person? Lots of scriptures about areas that you want to grow in. So again, you might take one of those, stick it in, stick it around you so that you can see it, and it'll be with you all the time. The third one, an area you need encouragement. An area you need encouragement. Maybe like, oh, I just feel like a failure. I just feel like a failure all the time. And whatever that area it is that you feel like you're a failure and you need some encouragement to keep going, that God is with you, that God has a plan in all we go through, then you might choose a verse based on that. I need some encouragement because I'm not getting this right, and I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a follower of Christ, and I just need some encouragement to keep walking and to keep going in the right direction and to keep doing what I'm supposed to do. So you'd find a verse that would do just that. Give you encouragement, help you to look forward, and so you could reference it over and over and over again. And every time you did it, you'd be like, okay, that's the encouragement I need to keep going and keep marching in that direction and keep doing what God has called me to do and what he has asked me to do. So those are just three suggestions of areas you might look for in a verse that you're going to choose to make this year's verse. That you're going to put down and say, you know, whether it's a place I need to grow in, a place I'm struggling in, or a place I need encouragement, this verse is going to be able to help me do just that. Now, let me offer you two help solutions this morning. The first one is Bible Gateway. I really, really, really like Bible Gateway, okay? And I'll explain this in a few minutes when I tell you what my verse for this year is, but Bible Gateway allows you to do lots of things. First, it allows you to search, word search, okay, which is helpful. If you're looking for something on a specific topic, you can choose a translation, choose the one that you like the most, the one that you use the most, and you can go to BibleGateway.com and you can pull it up and you can type in any word. And it'll show you every place in the Old Testament and New Testament that word appears. And then you have a list. You look through the verse. Hey, do I like this one? Does this one seem to speak to me in the area that I need it to? The other thing Bible Gateway does is when you choose a verse, let's say, okay, I got this verse. Perhaps you would like it to, you need it to make sure it's as clear as possible, or certain words that might trigger you in the direction that you need to go. So Bible Gateway gives you this option that you can take a verse and then you can click on show it to me in every translation. Okay? And there's your list. And you're like, whoa. Okay? Because there's lots of translations. That's not a bad thing. Okay? The problem we have, if you allow me a moment of discussion, the problem we have is that Greek is a very complicated language. You can take a very simple phrase, John loves Mary. And you know how, we just say that one way, right? Very simple. John loves Mary. Okay, that's simple. In Greek, you could write that somewhere between 250 and 400 different ways. That's a challenge, isn't it? Okay, you can write John different ways, you can write Mary different ways. Love, there's lots of different words for love. And somebody just tried this and they quit at about 250. Okay, they just quit because they're like, this is ridiculous, okay? Because there's so many different ways in Greek to say something. Now, that doesn't mean we don't know what the Bible says. It just means that people are translating it and they're going back to the Greek, there's different ways you can say things that aren't wrong, that aren't error. It's just the Greek is so broad in the way it gets translated. So you might take a verse and you might put it in there and you might see the lots of different options you have and be like, okay, which one is clear and concise and speaks to me? The other thing I'm going to tell you, and I put up the email address this morning, email me. I would be glad to help you do this. Okay? Now, it's not, well, I'm an email ed because I don't know anything. Good luck. Help me. Okay? Right? So that when the end of 2021 goes, you can go, well, Ed, it's your fault. You gave me the wrong verse. Okay? I want to help you. I don't want to just give you verses. Okay? You know, just look at people and, oh, you need this verse and you need that one and that. No, no, no. I want you to try to work on this. But if you need help, I would love to help you do that. I'd love to show you how to look at it in lots of different translations to help you get a clear, concise verse that will help you this year to go in the direction you need to go, to do what God has called you to do, to just help you so that at the end of the year, you'll be like, wow, look what God did in my life along the way as I simply took one verse, got it into my life, got it into my heart, got it into my mind, and just got it in over and over again. And it gave me the direction that I needed. So I did that. And the verse that I'm going to use, I'm actually going to give it to you in a translation. I've never read out of it before. I just thought it was interesting the way that it put it together. Now, here's some things I was looking for as I was looking into the new year for a verse. Okay, really two words. And I didn't know if these two words ever appeared together in a verse. But I think looking forward, there's two things we really need. The first one is hope. This first one's hope. I mean, you know, if you haven't already trained yourself not to watch the news, you're probably a little low on hope. I'm just going to guess, okay? Because it's brutal out there. Every time you think it's getting better, oh no, oh no. Oh, it's worse, and there's a new strain now, and it's over, and it's right. Please, okay? We already have no hope. You're just ruining it up for all of us. So if you haven't done that, perhaps your hope is a little bit low. Perhaps it's a little small. And I just know looking into a new year, and so much uncertainty and so much of what's going to happen, I knew I need something to talk about hope. The second word that I think is really, really, really important is the word truth. It's the word truth. I think part of our struggle this year has been this question. Who do I believe? Who do I believe? Who do I believe? Do I believe the people on Facebook? Do I believe the people on the news? Do I believe the task force out of the White House? Who do I believe? Who do I believe? Because at times, they are telling you contradictory things. So who do I believe? And so I think a big word for the new year is going to be the word truth. What is the truth? How do I root myself down deep into it? How do I critically think in order to get to the truth? Not say, well, you know, it's on the news. It's got to be true. It just has to be true. I mean, they wouldn't say it to me if it wasn't true. And to stop doing all of that and to critically think through everything. Through everything. So that I'm in a much better place. I have more discernment, more wisdom, and I'm leaning more into God than ever before. Because I need that hope and I need that truth. So that's where I started. I had no idea if I actually find a place that talked about both hope and talked about truth. And so I did exactly what I'm encouraging you to do. And went on Bible Gateway and looked at the word hope, looked at different places where it appeared. Does it appear anywhere with the truth? Because you can put hope and truth, you can put them both together. And so here's the verse that I'm going to do. And I don't know what your case, what will help you, okay? What helps me at times, if you've ever seen the back door of my office, there's these phrases, quotes, okay? Because that's just easy when the door's shut to see them right in front of me, okay? So I like printing stuff out big and large and putting it on places so I actually see it. and actually be reminded of that. You might take yours and, you know, lots of different places do images. You might make it the screensaver on your computer, the screensaver on your phone, whatever it takes in order to get it out in front of you, okay? I'm just giving you the method I'm using. Find a method, figure it out, so you see it at a consistent basis. Here we go. These are Paul's words to the Corinthian church of why he was doing what he was doing and how he continued on. So then, with this amazing hope living in us, see, he wasn't searching for hope anywhere else. It was living in him. Why? Because Christ was. The Holy Spirit was. That was his source of hope. So then with this amazing hope living in us, we do what? We step out in freedom and boldness to speak the truth. This is a translation called the Passion Translation that I loved how it put this together. So then with this amazing hope living in us, we step out in freedom and boldness to speak the truth. And I'm looking at this verse going, what would simply happen to do that this year? To understand his amazing hope living in us when we come to Christ. And that doesn't stop just because the world gets crazy and things get difficult. That because of that hope should always push us to live differently. And in this case, to step out in freedom, because we have freedom in Christ, and in boldness to do what? To speak the truth. Because the truth is so important for us. And to live it out and make sure that's what we are speaking and that's what we are declaring. So there you go. That's mine. And I'm hoping that you will take a few moments over the course of this week as we get ready for a new year, starting on Friday, to ask and God, where do I go? What's a good direction for me? And you would start just looking for a verse. If you need help, please, I would love to help you to do this. Because I think this would be such a great way for us to start a new year, to put this in places where we have what we need, and it reminds us of a truth consistently over and over again. So, here's what I'm gonna leave you with. Only God knows what 2021 holds. I know you can see lots of people on TV tell you they know everything, okay? Only God knows. Let's allow the Word of God to direct our lives. Let's just allow that Word to direct our lives. And as we allow it to direct our lives, let's just take one verse and see what God might do with one verse, planted in our heart, cemented in our mind, planted deep inside our hearts for this new year. So let's pray together, and then we're going to worship again this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, it is so true. We have no idea what this new year holds. We have a lot of experts running around saying they know. But Father, you are the only one that knows. And we have to be honest that a lot of times we look forward to a new year, but this year we're just not certain. We're just not certain if the things that we missed this year will be back. We're not sure when there'll be any semblance of what our lives used to be. We're just uncertain about lots and lots and lots of things. And that uncertainty can cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of unsurety, and just a lot of just dread. And we don't look forward. We're rather quite discouraged. So I pray you would help us this year. I pray for every single person watching us, the people here in the room, that we would seriously consider taking a verse, putting it at the forefront of this year, asking you to direct us as we look through and search scripture and do word finds and word searches so that we know which, you know, the areas that we struggle in, the areas we need encouragement in, that this would give us direction in a year perhaps where we don't know what's coming next. So lead us, guide us, direct us. Your word is life. Your word is hope. Your word is truth. May we live that out in this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.